This episode of the Hold Your Goats podcast is brought to you by the sweethearts down at the shitting ass. Have you always found an odd sense of beauty when you stare down into the porcelain bowl after a glorious BM? Or maybe you were simply a fan of fine art? In either case, the shitting ass is the place for you. An old mom-and-pop shop founded in 1967 that truly offers a one-of-a-kind excrement experience. Here's how it works. Eat a nice hearty meal 4 to 5 hours before your appointment. Don't be worried about cutting it close. They have a full open laxative bar for those who find themselves in need of a little coaxing. Once you feel the urge begin to mount, they lead you into the studio, where you are directed to climb up to their patented lavatory tower, an ornate throne hewn from the trunk of a magnificent redwood tree. Once you summit the tower, you will find a cushioned seat where you may release your bowels that are then collected into a colander-like device. Your fecal matter is then pressed through the device by an automated hydraulic system onto a canvas placed beneath the tower. After a couple hours of drying, the excess is then shaken off and voila! You are left with a unique piece of art of your own creation. The shitting ass. Don't be ashamed of your waste. Hang it on your wall with a fine taste.
This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast.
I clicked it.
All right.
We'll see how well it is, though, because I'm, like, holding the mic now.
It's probably You're really holding it. I'm going to put it on my stomach.
You're holding your mic?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you turn
whatever
the gain,
tickles your fancy.
Turn the gain down. Oh, it's all the way down. Or is it all the way up? I don't know. Nope, that's up. That's down.
Up and up.
Okay.
Up and up. Motherfuck.
I am ready. Hold your goats.
Ready to hold some goats, man?
Yeah, I don't know what. What are we talking about?
I'm ready to gold some hoats.
Yes.
Indeed.
Yes.
Well, we can talk about Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah. I actually did look up some more stuff on him.
Quite interesting.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Great guy.
So, kind of what started it all was his divorce, right?
I assume so, yeah.
Yeah. There was a big controversy around that. Didn't she, like, come out and say that he, like, gave her an STD or something? Like, something really stupid.
I don't know. I'm not... Ah, I bit my tongue. I don't know. I haven't been really following it all that well.
Well, it was a while ago.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like my gain's too high.
I think mine is too.
Shut up, you know.
My sound waves were getting up in the oranges, so.
Mine were too.
I'll just turn that back a little bit.
Hello?
It should be better.
Hello? I don't know. We'll just see how it goes.
Yep. But yeah, then he grew out a beard, and that's where it all started.
He grew a beard.
Yep. Then he got all philosophical.
Because he was scared.
He was scared?
I don't know, I'm just saying stuff.
Oh.
I'm still trying to be funny. Sorry, I just got out of like an hour-long Dota game, and I'm kind of out of it.
Oh, yeah.
I need to get back in the mood.
Yeah, those long ones really take it out of you. They just sap it.
Yeah, I don't even know where I'm at right now. Who am I? Anyway, I really like the new Jim Carrey. He is a little far out there. Like, he needs to kind of narrow in on his ideas because they're very generic. They're very broad.
Mm.
I feel like it's almost like a cop-out way for him to explain how he feels.
Right.
It's too generic, too general.
Mm.
But I do like it. I mean, his art is really good. He has talked about depression in a really good way.
That was fascinating.
Yeah, I feel like him just getting away from, like,
Hollywood.
Material things and Hollywood and everything is just great.
Yeah.
Even though he is a little extreme about it.
Well, I don't know. He didn't... Well, I was going to say he didn't go like Bob Ross, but he kind of did.
yeah, he did. Well, it's there's this other guy I can't remember the name of. My roommate was telling me about how he literally like just abandoned everything and like went to live in the Canadian wilderness and ended up...
J.D. Salinger?
I think, maybe, I don't know.
He
ended up dying.
Author?
He ended up dying in the wilderness.
Hmm.
I can't remember his name, though. But yeah, Jim Carrey's definitely on to something, even though he's kind of not really good at describing it.
Right. Well, I don't know. I think that kind of truth exists in all of us, and you just kind of tap into it.
Yeah.
So I think he's just kind of finding his humanity, really. He lost it in all of the fame and fortune.
Yeah.
Like, he says that he was just playing a character of Jim Carrey, and that's... That makes a lot of sense. You know?
I like that.
Just the how he yeah that we're all playing it. Characters. Yeah.
Exactly. That was kind of cool.
Right. But that's what I mean. Like with truth, when you hear something, it just like it clicks, and you're like, oh yeah, I kind of knew that already, but I never thought of it. You know.
Never thought of it in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved that. I loved what he said about depression, how it's like your body telling you it doesn't like putting on this facade that you've made it put on for so long.
Yeah, it's like taking over and saying, no more, right. I'm done.
Yeah, yeah. What did he say? It's like a deep rest. Should think of it as a deep rest.
You need a deep rest from yourself.
Yeah, and I thought that was fascinating. I mean, for some people, yeah, but I don't know. I think there is genetic depression that exists out there. People
of course.
Really do need to be on SSRIs to balance them out, but for the most part... People just need to really take a inventory of their mind and really get some good therapy, you know, talk to people. Don't just repress all your feelings. You're feeling them for a reason, you know.
Right. It's what makes us human, somewhat.
Yeah.
We need these things to survive.
Right. I also really like that other quote. I can't remember where I saw it, but it's Jim Carrey. And he said, I wish everyone would get rich and famous and their dreams would come true, because then they'd realize that that's not the answer.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
He's a smart guy, but he's also very weird.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, I always think that the weird ones are the normal people. The people who appear normal are hiding something, like they're a serial killer something like that. Yeah.
I think I remember talking about this before in one of the other episodes where we were talking about like fake happiness or whatever.
Yeah.
People just are like super fake.
Yeah. Is it better to be super happy to everybody, or is it better to be genuine?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It's hard to find sincerity. It's really hard to find sincerity nowadays.
Yep. I'm losing it, man. I don't know what to talk about. I don't have anything interesting going on. Maybe I'm just too calm. I'm too relaxed, and I'm just like, yeah, like SpongeBob. I'm just That's a good thing.
I listened to the last episode of the Waking Up podcast, and it was about death, and it was so good. Like it's been on my mind all week. Yeah. He was basically talking to a guy who worked at a hospice that took care of people with like cancer and terminal illnesses, people who knew they were going to be dying soon. It was really cool. It was just like saying how if you keep death in your mind, you tend to cherish life more. Like, regardless of what you think is coming in the afterlife, if you just keep in mind that you're going to die and people around you are going to die, and, like, menial tasks, you never know when the last time you're going to, you know, have to go to the bank is going to be, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was really cool.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Makes you appreciate just, like, every little detail.
Yeah.
Every little thing.
And it really makes, like, like I get so bad when I'm driving. I'm just raging at everybody. I get so pissed. And ever since I listened to that, I'm like, it does not matter what time I get home, you know, it really doesn't. I may as well just slow down and just relax a bit.
Yeah.
That's what I've been trying to work on this week, and it's been good.
I've always been kind of one of those drivers that is very level-headed and don't take risks, you know?
Yeah. So
sometimes
when
I'm pulling out of the, pulling out onto Main Street and I'm driving with people in my car, they're like, okay, you can go. And I'm like, no, wait, I missed my opportunity.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I wait until, like, the perfect opportunity, you know? And it's just like, could have gone there. No, wait. No, I missed it. Sorry. And it's just like that. The only times I do get out of hand, though, when I'm driving is when I'm super stuck in, like, big, big, massive traffic. Which, depending on what time of day I'm passing around the corner into Salt Lake or passing around the point of the mountain into Lehi to get off the freeway, those are the worst areas to pass through. I mean, here in Logan, the only traffic I have to deal with is Main Street, which is... It can be bad around, like, 5 o'clock, but I just try to avoid it. That or, like, a school zone, because there's a school, like, a block away from our house. So all the parents come to pick up their kids, and it's a madhouse.
Yeah.
But that's the only time I really ever get upset, is when I'm stuck, like, bumper to bumper, and I can't move.
Right.
Other than that, though, I'm a pretty calm driver. Pretty calm about everything.
I envy you for that. That skill, because I get so mad, like it's really bad.
Sometimes I see like other drivers do really stupid dumb stuff, and I'll get mad. Like the other day, I was behind a car, and we were both like in the left turning lane waiting for the light to go green with a green arrow.
Yeah,
and the light goes green, but with a yellow arrow, right? So that it means like to come out into the intersection and wait to turn left.
Right.
Well, he's the first guy in the line, and I'm the second, and he just guns it as soon as it goes green so that he can beat the cars on the other side. And he turns left real quick, and everybody was honking at him, and I was just, like, in my head, like, saying all these things, like, oh, man, that guy's so stupid. Yeah. And, like, I wait, like, 5 or 6 cars pass, and I turn left, and I catch up to him at the next light, and I'm just like, nice.
Yeah, you save so much time, man.
Yeah, you're really doing well in life, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I was a cop sometimes, just for that reason. Then the other times, I wish I wasn't a cop, because that would suck.
Yeah. But yeah, normally, I just, like, I'm just sitting in my car just like, oh, you fucking idiot! Oh, fucking asshole! But lately, I've started to, like, flip people off, and that's not okay. That's what starts people following you home and, like, wanting to start fights with you and shit. Yeah. So I gotta tone it back a bit.
Yeah.
It's bad.
No, I've never gotten to that point. I only, like, stare him down with my face as I pass him. I just look at him, and I'm just like, what the freak? Give him a death glare.
Yeah.
My mom is a very impatient driver, so whenever I'm out with her, she always makes me drive just because she doesn't want to drive, and like, because of those things I do, like I wait at intersections for like the right opportunity and stuff like that, she gets so impatient, and I'm just like, so what? Who cares?
Yeah,
you know, I sometimes I feel like those, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Zootopia. Those sloths at the DMV.
Yeah.
I feel like that.
Isn't his name like Flash or something?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. That movie's pretty good.
Yeah. It's alright. I mean, it's a good animation.
Yeah, it's a good kids movie. Yeah.
I hate how people have, like, sexualized it, though. Because you see it on the internet or on, like, social media.
Well, that's rule 34, man. Nothing is immune.
I know, right?
Nothing is immune.
I know, right? Yeah. We were talking about that the other day because me and my roommate, we watched the Emoji Movie just to see if we could bear through it. And like, oh my gosh. It was so unbearable. I was going to rip my hair out. It was so bad. It was horrible. Oh, man. I don't even know. I don't want to start there. But we were watching some videos about, what is it called? They were like satirical YouTube videos where this guy gives like an in-depth analysis of these conventions that have totally flopped. Like one of them was the Fyre Festival. I don't know if you ever heard of it. F-Y-R-E. Uh-uh. It was like this it was like this overhyped spring break style kind of cruise.
Oh.
And it was supposed to be for like a ridiculous amount per ticket. I can't remember exactly. Some absurd, you know, like $10,000 per person.
Yeah.
And the guy who organized it didn't really budget very well, and he ended up getting like reservations on somewhere in the Bahamas or stuff like that. And it was just, it turned out to be an entire, like, complete disaster.
Mm.
And like, people were sleeping in tents, and there wasn't enough food. Basically, everybody starved and almost died of dehydration.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody that went on the festival. And it was like sponsored and advertised by a lot of famous people, like I don't know, like the Kardashians,
right.
Kyle G. I don't remember specifically. I just remember it being so funny. I should watch the video again or send you a link. And then another convention that totally flopped was this one called, it was like for furries. And it was called Rainforest. Instead of rainforest, it was rainforest. And I can't remember what hotel chain they did it at, but it was at a big hotel. And it was supposed to be like a Comic-Con, but for furries.
Right.
And they ended up like, oh my gosh, it was like, they were literally animals. They were like pooing and puking and peeing everywhere. And it was like, they were all wearing diapers.
No.
They totally just destroyed and wrecked this hotel. And the hotel tried to kick them out halfway through because they hadn't paid or whatever. And they had to go to all of their... They had to gather everybody into a single room and like have them all see how much cash they had. And they all had to like donate money. Some people were donating like hundreds of dollars just so that they could stay there.
Oh, man.
It was bad. It was real, really, really bad. And then they never had any event people show up. They were supposed to have, like, booths and, like, a panel of people and, like, I don't know. The biggest attraction they had was actually kind of funny because it turned into a meme. It was like a, it was like a kiddie pool filled up with, like, balls or something, like a ball pit. And that was like the only fun thing there. And then eventually somebody like took a piss in it or something like that.
Oh god, so of course.
So it turned into a total mess. But I just started laughing because I'm like, these people are like psycho mental, or you know.
Well, the thing with furries is that some people just like make these personas and they like actually try to be animals, and then but most of the people are just in it for, like, sexual shit. Like, I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, it was really, really funny. The guy who I watched on YouTube, it was a very well-done video of an analysis and just a rundown of everything that went wrong.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it was perfect. He also did, like, a series for the Shia LaBeouf stuff. You know, the Capture the Flag and stuff. Did I tell you about that?
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. I guess it started out in New York as a live stream at some art museum or something outside in the public where people on the sidewalk could come up and, like, protest Trump at this live cam feed or whatever, you know? And Shia LaBeouf would be there every once in a while and, like, everybody would show up and be like, oh, yeah. Eventually, he started getting trolled by people and he had to, like, take it down. And, he moved it to like various places, and the guy does a video for each of the places that he moves it to. He moved it from there to like a field with a camera pointed at the flag, and then somebody on 4chan triangulated because of the airplanes that were flying overhead. They got the time of day and everything and located the flag, and it was awesome. And now it's just been reduced to like a live feed of a flag in a house where it's on like private property or whatever and nobody can get to it.
Yeah.
So it's basically just a still image. I mean, he could have posted a JPEG, and it's not much of a live feed anymore. So he's been defeated. He's been reduced. He's been reduced to nothing, practically.
Just don't do it, Shia LaBeouf.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's been reduced to a picture of a flag on a wall that never changes.
Yeah.
They were able to locate it as well because they saw that, like, the light from one of the windows was coming in, and they got roughly what time of day sundown came around. And then, then they used that, like, what do they call it? Is it a latitude or a longitude? I think it's a longitude. They used the specific area where the sun went down at that time, and it passed through, like, the UK and Africa, right? And they're like, well, it's highly unlikely that it's in Africa, so it's most likely in the UK. And they looked up a house or property that he owned there, and they went to it and shined, like, a spotlight on the windows to see if they could see it on the on the live feed, and they found where it was.
Oh my god.
So they know where it is, they just can't get to it because it's that'd be breaking and entering, you know?
Right, yeah.
Kind of funny.
Can't break any laws.
Yeah, they're
the bomb. That's hilarious.
I can't believe people out there, like, I guess they are. Like, they have degrees in, like, math and science and...
But the amount of time that they dedicate to doing stuff like that,
it's,
man.
It's awesome, isn't it? Like, these people...
It's awesome, but
they
it's
know how
crazy.
To do it.
It's
That's
like,
the
oh my
best
God.
Part about it, is they know how to triangulate airplanes and... Oh my gosh, it's insane. Within a matter of hours, they can do it, is what's so crazy about it.
Yeah, that's the power of social media done right.
Yeah.
But most of the time it's just people fucking raging at each other, saying, you're a fucking idiot.
I can't remember what they called themselves. It had to do with, like, Pepe the Frog, though.
Oh, Keck? Kekistan?
No, it was something else.
Well, that's with Pepe. He's like the god, the god of chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's super funny.
I can't remember, though. It was really good.
I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about the Trump presidency.
I bet everybody has. You can't go a single day without it being thrown in your face.
Right. I think it's kind of a good thing, though.
Yeah, it keeps, like, people kind of informed, I guess.
Well, we just realize how much power this one insane person has and how ridiculous this position is.
Right.
Like, there's one monkey in charge of, like, 3 or 4 million people. Or what is it, 32 million? What's the population of the U.S.?
I think it's 300 million.
300, yeah. Like, it's just, it's ridiculous. I don't know. It'll be good if we actually do something about it. I guess we'll see in 2020 what happens, but... I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's been pretty nuts. I blame
if we can,
a lot of it on the people that are just kind of snowflakey, you know, like the fragile left.
Yeah,
all the SJWs.
It's just, it's insane. Like, I don't get that tribe.
I don't understand why they do what they do either.
I don't think they understand it either. They've just been given this rhetoric of, like, you have to be so progressive, like, I don't know. You have to give up everything that makes you human because it's not, it offends somebody somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Like, I'm all for civil rights, but they've taken it to another level of, like, you have to start taking away rights so that you don't offend somebody somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's too much, man. Both sides are just completely insane.
They're definitely throwing arguments into the wind as well. Like, you can't necessarily have a civil debate with them.
Mm-mm.
Because they don't respect
evidence
or even argument, sometimes even logic, you know?
Yep. They just, all they argue about is the claim. That's all they argue about. They don't look at, it's insane.
That, and they're so, what is the word? They just don't listen to you. They really don't take in anything you say. They just block it all out. It's like they put up a shield or something and just totally ignore everything you say.
And I think a lot of that is social media. I think that's kind of spawned this era that we're in.
It definitely has something to do with it because...
Well, it's because you get targeted ads. So even the ads you're looking at are... They know what you look at. They know the kind of things you like.
Yeah.
So it's just... There's so little you see that discomforts you.
And it creates...
So when you finally come across something that discomforts you deeply, you just block it out and say, no, that's totally wrong. It's disgusting. It needs to be destroyed. That you just can't... We can't live like that.
Yeah.
Because that's not what real life is.
And it creates an environment where you kind of isolate yourself and there's no repercussion. You can't really get... in trouble, almost like a safe space, you could say.
Right. Yeah, because everyone around you is like-minded. They all think the same. You're never around people who think differently.
That, and...
That's not healthy.
I mean, there's no... I guess it's the same argument people make with bullying, cyberbullying, you know?
Mm.
People are a lot more willing to talk shit on social media than they are in person, you know? Because there's no...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Consequence.
There's more of a distance. There's no face. You don't see a human being.
Yeah, it's kind of just
you just see
abstract.
Ones and zeros.
That's created the kind of way they think, you know, the mind, it's set their mind into a certain pattern of thinking.
Yeah. Those people are vicious, man. They're just ruthless.
I know, right? We're savage.
It's insane.
We're primitive. We don't have to be, but we are.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, it's crazy. Like, I've gotten into it before with a few people on Reddit and, like, one person on, like, the, I don't know, PlayStation Network. I just feel so shitty after it, you know?
Right.
It's just like, why? It doesn't matter. What is this? Like, how did I even let it get to this point? How did it get so elevated?
Exactly. There's no... reason to get into a flame war with anybody over the internet or anything for that matter. Yeah. My mom, she kind of fell into a trap like that the other day because of someone we know. One of our family members was kind of, I guess you could say he got roped into the thinking, like as many Americans do, that like all Muslims are terrorists or Islam as a whole, as a religion, promotes horrible things, right? I mean, granted,
well,
it's...
Well, that's a different thing.
Yeah, it's a completely different thing.
I don't think Islamic people do, but I would argue that the religion does.
It's...
And that's kind of blasphemy.
It contradicts Western culture. That's the only thing. It's not very integratable into Western culture because of the way Western culture has been set up.
Yeah, but the big difference is that the Islamic teachings tell you that it is word for word from... God, from Allah.
Right.
And the Christian Bible doesn't say that.
Exactly.
That's kind of the big difference.
Yeah, but it's definitely a worldwide
There are radicals
religion.
On both sides. I'm not saying radicals only exist in Islam.
No, they don't. They literally
there are
exist
radicals
in every
everywhere.
Religion.
Yeah.
But
there
that's
are,
the thing,
yeah.
is that it's a radical group. It's a small faction. It's not the entire thing.
Right.
But one of our family members fell into that kind of pitfall, and my mom kind of called him out because my stepdad's Muslim, and she just ripped him a new one. And I was like, why? Like, why? We don't see these people. Like, granted, he's a family member of ours, but we don't see him. We don't really associate with him. There's no reason to get in it with him. Let him have his ignorant view and don't get involved. And she was like, well, I had to... teach him because he's wrong and like whatever, and I'm like, well, that's really I saw no benefit from it. I tend to ignore stuff like that that doesn't really affect me. If it doesn't affect me directly, I kind of just ignore it. I'm just like, okay, cool, like I don't care, I don't want to get involved, which
I like that
thinking and that mindset because I mean,
live and let be, live
exactly.
and let live.
I don't need to get involved because like it's not directly affecting me right now, and I don't care.
Mm. Yeah, but on the other hand, the world is just a war of ideas, really.
Right.
Like, the Holocaust was the wrong idea winning, basically. So I can get the logic of wanting to fight racism wherever you find it, but to an extent, I mean, you change one mind, there's...
A dozen more.
A million more, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I find it inefficient through social media, because you're not one-on-one with people. And anybody can join the conversation at any time from an outside source, you know? You comment under one guy, and then a million people comment after you.
Right.
So it's kind of ineffective, because there's just like a spew of information being thrown out.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas my mom, she was able to kind of single-handedly target it down and talk with him kind of one-on-one, you know? I mean, granted, yeah, she chewed him out and definitely helped him see her point of view.
Right.
Maybe he's changed his opinion. I don't know. I haven't talked to him. I don't really care, though. So it's interesting. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel that that's the way to do it, really, is to have people talk one-on-one. It's the most
face-to-face.
Yeah, face-to-face.
Yeah. I mean, really have to challenge their beliefs, because then you see that they really don't have a strong conviction.
Yeah, exactly.
About what they believe.
And that's what I see when people go to, like, speeches and stuff, because a speech is a great way to have, like, almost one-on-one conversation with people. And they have time after for, like, what is it, a Q&A? So the Q&A helps establish kind of stuff that is more specific. But when he goes...
Right.
I mean, I've throwing an example out there, I guess Ben Shapiro, you know? He's very good at kind of changing people's point of views, is, I guess, the word.
Right.
I've seen plenty of people that kind of go up there and try to... They have one intention of trying to bring him down or kind of...
Break him. Snap.
And he kind of helps them and guides them and walks them through his...
how their logic is flawed, pretty
well,
much.
Well, no, just his view and his
Oh, right, yeah. He's never like, you're wrong. He's just saying, well, not exactly, yeah.
He's
yeah,
pretty good. I mean, sometimes he has called people out and said that that's a logical fallacy and you shouldn't make that argument. Mm. And true, it's. I mean, he's making a point. But he's really good
at... But it's never like...
Kind of leading them
malicious.
Into,
yeah,
it's not malicious. Yeah. He's very good at leading them into his point of view.
Right.
So, that's always good. You can't really do that in social media. That's why it's so toxic.
No, definitely not.
Everybody is on the podium at one time. Instead of one person being on the podium, or one person being on at the mic, and then giving time to the other person to talk, it's not like a... It's not a fluid conversation. It doesn't go both ways. It's just like a million people just all talking at once.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's like this thing on Reddit. It's just like this innate hatred of the OP, which is like the original poster, the person who posted the thread.
Yeah.
Like people just, it's just like a common thing you see where everybody's just like bashing on the OP. And it's crazy. Like, I don't know what it is, because I've posted a few things and people are just vicious. Like, I don't know. I don't want to be too specific in any examples, but like, I don't know. Like,
make one up.
Right. Like, say you, I don't know, find like a weird thing in a game you're playing. So you like post a video wondering if anybody else has seen it.
Like a bug or a glitch or something.
Right. Yeah. And somebody's like, oh, the video's too long. This isn't entertaining. Well, the point of it isn't to entertain you, you entitled piece of shit. Like, I'm asking a question.
Or they say that you suck at running around and platforming.
Right? Yeah, that kind of shit. Like, I wasn't, yeah, like you weren't
you should have been
filming this.
You should have been shooting and jumping.
Yeah.
You suck.
It's weird. Yeah. And everybody just hates the person that posted it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was about to
say, just strange.
There's probably an example of you post something like, oh, I really like this podcast. It's called Hold Your Goats. And then everybody freaking bashes on you like, what the freak? This podcast sucks. The audio quality always drops out. And these guys have four connections. They can never get it together. They need to get it together, man. Or this podcast will fail.
Yeah.
But yet we have
listeners. I think what makes our podcast good is that we don't give a shit if it fails or succeeds.
I know, right?
You know?
I don't know. I don't know. What
I don't know. Meant. I don't want to. Let me reclaim. I don't think our podcast is good. I never claimed it is.
Me neither, man. Me neither. If we really wanted to make it good, we'd probably only be able to post like once a month.
Right.
Which is kind of the pace we're at right now.
we're doing better. We're three for three.
But if we were like to put all the time and effort into like editing and all that stuff to make it all perfect and pristine,
yeah,
it would take so long.
It does, yeah. Like when I was posting 3 episodes a week, that was like so much time I was pouring into it.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
I haven't really done much to help with that.
Well, and you don't have to. I mean, this is kind of my baby. This is something I wanted to do, and I asked you if you wanted to join me on the effort. Super glad you did.
Yeah, I know, because who else would... I guess you could talk to your kids.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of thought that might be something funny. Like, I don't know, just like talking with kids.
Yeah, that would be...
Because they say such funny things. It's awesome, but...
Yeah, like interview them. So tell me.
Yeah. but then again, it's like they don't really have a say. They can't... If they say, oh yeah, I'll be on a podcast, they don't really understand the implications of it. So it's kind of like, I don't know.
I've always had an issue with the, you know, those videos, the Fine Bros, where they do the kids react to.
Yeah.
That's always been a problem with me. I've never really liked that. I don't know why it's so popular. Like, all they're doing is reacting to already popular videos, and then people are like, oh, this is so funny.
It seems like a racketeering thing. Like, they're just writing off the success of viral videos. It's kind
of
gross.
There's a lot of channels that do that. There's plenty that do that. I think that it was really funny, the Psychic Pebbles cartoon he did of the Fine Bros.
Beating a dead horse.
Fine Bros FX suck! they beat a dead horse. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
We need to consult the idea machine. they hit it and it spits out like a fortune cookie. Be original.
They're covered in blood. It's like, oh.
It's like, be original. Oh, ew. Why I never.
Yeah.
Try beating it harder.
Oh, man.
I love it.
That's great.
They do like, we've done kids react to, teens react to, Holocaust survivors react to, child molesters react, babies react, Down syndrome's act. Oh man, I love that video.
The only one I think I really liked was grandparents react to Dead Space. That one was pretty great.
Yeah. I like seeing the videos of people that put VR headsets on old people and then they like fall over and break their hips.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah.
That's not fun.
That's pretty good.
Especially
or like
when
some
they,
guy
like,
playing and he like tries to shove his head through the floor. <It's>
like... Yeah. Or the guy's like climbing up a tree at like one of the displays. And it's just like at a convention and he's trying to climb up this tree. And he like loses his balance and just falls like straight forward on his face.
Oh, it's awesome.
I've never actually put one on, so I wouldn't know if it really messes with you.
I bet
it does.
It's pretty disorienting, yeah. It's weird.
Yeah.
But they actually make these places now. There's like one that's doing like a Ghostbusters VR thing, but it's like a whole like warehouse. It's huge and they have like all these props set up. And the props are, like, interactable in the VR. So you actually walk around in the place and you're, like, in the environment. You can interact with, like there's, like, a monitor and you can, like, touch it. And you're actually touching something in the real world. And it's interacting with what you're seeing on your headset. It's pretty fascinating. It looks awesome.
That would be cool. So it's if I understand right, to compare it to something. You remember that scene from, what was it, Civil War, where Tony Stark is, like, giving a presentation at the... Oh, wait, you don't watch movies.
Yeah, I haven't seen Civil War.
Never mind. Okay, JK. But I can understand what you're saying. So there's like objects in the warehouse, and depending on like if you're looking through the goggles, it's like an overlay.
No, you're always, yeah, yeah. So it's
overlay.
Always on you.
It overlaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
And it's mapped out in the warehouse. It's matched with what you're seeing in the VR.
That would be cool.
The digital world.
And
looks really awesome.
You just have the goggles on your head and like a little backpack or like a really long extension cord or something.
It may all be wireless. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be wireless. That would be cool.
Because I don't see how they would do it with wires everywhere. Because it's like a group thing. Like you have a bunch of people go in with you.
Yeah. All I know is that I was talking with my cousin the other day and telling him about the PC that I'm going to be building, and he's like, oh, that would be cool. You should see if you can build it to where it can run VR stuff. And I'm like, that would be cool, but I'd have to buy like the $500
Oculus VR. And...
yeah, all that garbage.
Yeah.
And he said that him and his fiance, because he just got engaged recently, have been playing VR at a person's house that they know, and they think it's really dope.
Mm. It is pretty cool.
That reminds me, I need to still look up a few more parts. Isn't like Black Friday coming up or whatever, all the Cyber Monday sales and whatnot?
Yep, it's coming.
I think the only time I've ever gone to Black Friday was that one time we went together.
Yeah.
And we didn't even like do anything. We just like walked around.
I think you got a hoodie or something. Yeah, I got a jacket.
Oh, I know. There was so much pot in the mall. Holy cow. Yeah. I could smell it everywhere. Yeah. I was like, how the heck did they get past this? That was impressive.
Right?
That's the only time I've ever done anything on a Black Friday, because usually I'm so full from Thanksgiving, I don't have the energy to move around. I just want to sleep.
Yeah. It's totally overrated, though. Like,
it is. It's a total money grab, and it's been deeply rooted into our society as like a cultural thing now.
Yeah.
We're like, we are thankful for all this food and all the many opportunities that we have to make money. To spend it all a second later.
Yeah. But I'm saving so much money.
But then again, Thanksgiving was never about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was about killing Indians.
Yep.
You remember that episode of McRick and Morty? Thanksgiving is about killing Indians. The government's a lie. What does he say? Christmas. Jesus was on board on Christmas. The government's a lie.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving's about killing Indians. I can't remember. That was a good one, though. The government's land. Thanksgiving's about killing Indians. Jesus wasn't born on Christmas.
Yeah, the whole Jesus wasn't born on Christmas thing, that always got to me. I was like, then why do we celebrate Christmas?
I know, it's total BS.
It's weird.
I guess even within the Mormon, the LDS church, we don't believe that Christ was born on Christmas. I guess.
No, it was like Easter, right? Yeah. No, Easter was when he was like resurrected, right? But it was around Easter that he was born, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like a revelation given to Joseph Smith that he was born. I'm a horrible person because I don't know the exact date, but yeah, it was around April, Easter Sunday or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I didn't know that was a Mormon doctrine. I thought that was like a canon for the Bible.
I lost you for a second there.
Oh, I just said I didn't know that was Mormon teachings. I thought that was canon for like the Bible.
Oh no, Christians totally think it was Christmas. Like, really? All the Baptists, all the Catholics, all the everybody. It's like,
wow,
December 25th, Christ was born. But no.
That's crazy.
There's a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah. You
gotta pick your battles, I guess.
Yeah. You only have so much energy.
Yeah. I remember getting into it with a lot of people in Mexico and just saying stuff like, you know that there's a lot of weird things that you do in your church. And then they just say back to me, well, yeah, well, there's a lot of weird things that you do in your church. And I'm like, you got me there. All right, have a nice day. See ya. That was always fun. Because they're like expecting me to like butt heads with them, and I never did. Well, that's not true. I did sometimes, but most of the time I tried not to. They just like, what? Like, what? Oh. Okay.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's like, I don't see how you can hate a person. I just don't, like, how? How is that even a possible thing? Because we're all one thing. We all operate off the same operating system, you know? The only thing that makes it different is the ideas that are in their head.
Exactly. Like
you can hate someone's ideas, but you can't hate a person.
No, definitely not. Unless they've done something to break. So this actually is a great transition, because I'm reading a book right now called Equality by Default, where it discusses the origins and kind of interpretations of what human rights are, right?
Mm.
So human rights, kind of, you have to define, like, what makes us human, right? And it's exactly what you're saying. Like, you can't hate a person. They're inherently human, you know? Like, they have rights, and just like we do, and we all respect each other, you know? So it's their ideas that we have to hate, or their actions. Because if they cause actions that infringe or harm our selves or our rights, that's where you have to draw the line, you know? So if I say, like, oh, yeah, I love everybody, but I go out and, like, murder somebody, that's where everybody draws the line and says, like, oh, my gosh, I don't like that. This guy's dangerous, like, you know? But even then, like, we still go beyond that and give people enough human rights to, like, lock them up and not give them, like, a death penalty, per se, you know? So there's, like, it's all kind of, like, up to philosophical debate and interpretation. Mm. But right now, what's going on with all the SJWs is they're trying to define every little thing as a human right. So you have the right to this. You have the right to that. You have the right to this and that. And then
it's such a denial of science and reason.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
And it's destructive. So before, I guess, I can't remember the specific term from the book, but... The old way of thinking and the correct, in my term, I like this way of thinking, is that I'm going to botch it up, I don't remember, but it's basically saying that we're all human, but we're different. And we can recognize those differences, but not let them divide us, you know? The other way of thinking is the SJW and the new radical way of thinking, where we're all equal, but nobody can be more equal than, or nobody can be more, nobody can be better than anyone else, I guess.
Right.
So they try to paint everything gray. I guess that's the best analysis, or the best analogy I can give it. Instead of it being like a spectrum, like a rainbow, where everybody has their strengths and weaknesses, they're trying to paint the entire thing gray.
Right.
Where everybody has to be on the same level, and... F you and F you and F you, you know?
Yeah.
You all suck equally, you know?
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, they fight against racism and, like, saying that, like, minorities need to be, like, built up. But once, like, I don't know. Yeah, it's totally that. Like, it seems to, like, on the face value, be all for diversity. But once you get into it, it's like, no, there can't be any diversity. Because it's just not possible.
Right. And it's something that we didn't really see before. Like, it's not something we would have focused on. In a business setting, or even just like on a global setting or a community setting, right? We used to view things. Some people, and I'm not saying anything about race or anything like that, because that tends to be the way people put it. Some people are natural born leaders. And that's across every spectrum in every culture.
Yep.
In every culture, some people are natural-born leaders. Some are natural-born followers. Some are natural-born craftsmen. Some are natural-born workers or laborers, you know? It's just the way everybody is and what they're comfortable with.
But that's not to say you can't learn to be a good leader.
Yeah, everybody can. It's fluid. You can move up and down the scale if you want, to put in the work and effort. But it's just, before we recognized those differences, and we were okay with it. On some extreme extreme cases, though, it was taken out of control, you know? Like Egyptian slave labor, or even just the American slave labor, you know?
Yeah.
With Africa and whatnot. So there are some examples where boundaries were crossed and whatnot, but we're not perfect, you know?
Right.
When you try to put everybody as, paint everybody as gray, nobody's special, and nothing can really get done. Because then you don't have people that are leaders leading or followers following. everybody's down on the same level, and it's kind of just like, where do we go? Like, what's going on?
Yeah,
it's against
want you to relish in suffering, and you can't celebrate somebody's success, because if somebody's successful, that means that they took that money from somebody else. They didn't earn it,
right? And yeah, it's it talks about that in the book I was reading about, like, natural order, like nature. It kind of, as it's been observed by throughout the centuries by philosophers and whatnot, it's kind of been set in stone that that's the way things work out best, you know?
Mm.
That we have natural human rights, but that we can be different. We can be different, and we should be different.
We are different. The fact is, we are different.
Exactly.
That's, yeah.
Anyway, I need to reread that book because I'm not doing I feel like I did a pretty okay job of explaining it, and it was a good discussion.
That sounds like a good read.
Oh, it is. I just need to brush up on my terminology and, you know.
Mm.
But yeah, it's amazing. Like, the new way of thinking, everything's gray.
Mm.
Not good.
Right.
No bueno.
Yeah, the thing with, like race, it's like it's, I don't know, it's a culture thing. It's your history, you know. It's what got the people who were living in that area of the world to where they are today, you know. And
right.
It's nothing more than that. I'm not saying that it's insignificant. It makes the world of a difference, but it's not something that you should kill people over.
Right, exactly. And we're seeing a lot of, it's kind of hypocrisy. I feel like there's a lot of anger towards just white people in general.
Right. Well, I don't know. I think that's because we're the majority. And honestly, white people did a lot of egregious things. But people do egregious things. It's not that we're white. It's that we're people.
Exactly. And I feel like that's the error that they're making, is judging us white people just collectively.
Throws them all in a box. Yeah. Yeah. But the thing is, we are all in a box, and it's the human box. It's not the white box. It's not the African American box. We're human. We make mistakes.
Right.
It happens.
Right.
But you learn from them. You don't hold on to them and hold a grudge about it, like the first girlfriend you ever had, you know, like, I don't know. It's weird.
Exactly. It's all just errors in thinking, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, I mean, according to us, it's an error in thinking, but according to them, their idea is correct. Which is why there needs to be kind of like a civil discussion about this. Like, really, why are you upset, and what are your arguments? And then you have a counter discussion where you present your arguments, and that's not going on. That's not going on right now. I got something in my throat. Mm-mm. That kind of discussion isn't happening.
Yeah. Well, it's pseudo happening on social media. But so much of the language is lost in just text. Once you put something in just text, it loses all of the intonation, all of the emphasis that you put on certain words. So it can be misconstrued by anybody.
Not only that, but it's a giant melting pot of people all throwing in their two cents all at the same time. It's kind of not organized. It's all a mess and chaotic.
Yep. Social and there's no media. Merits. Like, you don't see a person's resume attached to the little blip saying, "Fuck you, asshole," on Facebook. You don't see, "Oh, this person is an engineer from Harvard," you know? Like, it's, you don't see any of that.
No, you don't. Sometimes you see, like, pictures of little, they're not even their own face, you know? It's just a picture of whatever they decide to put on there.
Pepe the Frog.
Or their name, even.
Yeah.
It's Hardcore Gamer Kid Tag 420.
Yeah. It's so funny. Yeah, people take themselves so seriously. Then you look at their username. It's just such a starch disconnect. I don't know. It's so weird.
The reason I said that one is because that one was one we played against the other day. It was really funny. Hardcore Kid I think it was like 72. And then there are a million gamer tags with 420 at the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There was another one that was Mormon Mafia something. that was kind of funny.
Well, that was a thing, wasn't it? The Mormon Mafia? Like people leaving like... No, it was like a hashtag Mormon Mafia or something.
I can't remember. We just thought it
was
hilarious.
Watch what you're saying or we'll leave some cookies on your doorstep. Like,
yeah, exactly. We're going to be good neighbors to you. Yeah. You better watch out. We'll be good neighbors to you until we decide to kick you out and make you move.
Yeah.
I hate my neighbors. Whoever reported this is going down. Just kidding, because I can't do anything.
Right. Yeah. You were unknowingly in the wrong. That sucks.
You know, I just realized I think I screwed the stuff on my mic wrong.
What do you mean?
Like the bolts and the nuts are reversed.
Oh, on your stand?
Yeah, I need to fix that. Whatever, I'll fix it after. What are we at?
We are at about an hour.
59?
Yep.
Not 69? I don't think we could ever get to 69, really. No, we could.
69.
No, we can't.
We've done 69 before.
As soon as it goes over 50, doesn't it say like an hour?
Oh, yeah. But I mean, like, the number 69 minutes, that's like an hour and what, 19? We've done that before.
We've gone longer. Just an hour and 9 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Math is hard.
Math is hard.
Math is a hell of a drug.
I have prostate cancer. That's like one of my favorite voices to do. I find myself...
I like the Southern preacher voice. Southern Baptist.
Oh, yeah?
That's always a good one.
I always find myself mimicking, like, the YouTube people that I watched. Like, Oni, yeah. Psychic Pebbles, and a bunch of other people. Ego Raptor. I'm not creative enough to create voices like they are.
Yeah.
Maybe I am, and I just... All the voices are taken up.
Yet. Yeah.
All the voices are just taken up.
Man. I'm ready for some dotes.
Yeah, me too. I want to, like, freaking jump on it right now. Like bots.
Dotes and oats.
Yep.
Cool beans, man.
Hopefully I was loud enough. Let's see here.
Bye-bye.
Hello, sweet listener. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, you could leave us a like on our Facebook page. Hold Your Goats Podcast. If you'd like to participate in the What Gets Your Goats segment of the show, where we discuss those things that just reach down to the deepest part of your being and grab your goat by the beard and just yank him out of your soul. We'll try to help you get your goat back so you can hold on to it. Because that really is what matters most in life, you know? So just send those things that really make you upset to holdyourgoats@gmail.com.